Well, if you had an opportunity to attend any of the Portland area Catholic Youth Organization Camp Howard Champions of Faith Benefit Dinners, you have seen and heard some outstanding speakers. Well, this year, no different. Coming up at the dinner on Tuesday, October 18th, it will be Steve Berline in the spotlight. Steve was a star high school quarterback in Southern California, playing at Servi Catholic High School in Anaheim. From there, it was on to the University of Notre Dame as a four-year starter for the Fighting Irish, defeated rival USC 4 years in a row. And in 1987, Steve was drafted by the Los Angeles Raiders and played in the NFL for 17 seasons. Wow. On the phone this morning, we are very honored to talk with Steve Berline. Steve, how are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, and thank you for the nice intro. Looking forward to talking about some great memories of my CYO days when I was a kid.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, before we get into that, too, I talk about all your football accomplishments, but, hey, a broadcaster as well.
Yes. You know, I was very fortunate to play a very long time through traditional comparative measures and start for 4 years at Notre Dame and then 17 years in the NFL, and a lot of ups and downs along the way, and the experiences, I guess, translated well enough to where the decision makers at CBS decided to give me a chance in 2004, and I've been working for them ever since. And, you know, just trying now as I get a little bit older, it becomes a little bit harder to stay relevant, but that is the goal, to kind of stay in the mix and relevant for as long as I possibly can.
Yeah, perfect timing too, as the NFL season just getting started.
Exactly. It's going to be an exciting year. It seems like every year the anticipation grows a little bit more and more. You start to see these players develop and mature and become the great, you know, kind of torch carriers, especially at the quarterback position. I'm a little bit biased there, but it's a lot of fun to see these guys develop into the next great generation of quarterbacks.
Well, I know the folks up here in the Portland-Vancouver area certainly looking forward to seeing you and hearing you at the Champions of Faith dinner on October 18th. But let's talk a little bit about your CYO upbringing, because that's really where it all started for you.
Yes. I was a product. My three brothers and I, so four boys, were raised in a very strong Catholic family. My dad came from the Midwest. He was raised in Missouri as a real strong traditional Catholic. And he met my mom when he was in the service. He was in the Navy, and they met out in L.A. He was stationed out there for a little while, and they ended up settling in Southern California and raised four boys, like I said. And we all were very fortunate to have parents that made Catholic education a priority, and that paid off all the way through our elementary school years into high school. And then I, of course, was fortunate enough to extend it beyond high school at Notre Dame. So the CYO experience, I remember very vividly. I had so many great memories, and you know, played all the sports. But I think back then, at least in California, it was just basketball and flag football for the boys. I don't remember there being an organized baseball element, but just so many great memories of really learning how to play those games. Those are my first real coaches. And, you know, just I remember each of them by name, and just very, very fortunate to have had that experience. And I'm a big fan of CYO for many different reasons, but really because of my personal experience.
I think one of the things that I've noticed, too, is an opportunity to have my daughters play sports, CYO, here in the Portland-Vancouver area, and be a coach as well, is that it's sports, it's competitive, yet there's that faith-based aspect to it.
No doubt, and I think that's what separates it, and that's what I think separates the Catholic school or parochial school environment from the, you know, the traditional public school environment, is that your faith, and specifically for us here, the Catholicism is emphasized every day, is a very important part of your daily life. And you're taught to think and act and carry yourself in a manner that is really based initially on your faith and on what we are taught is the right way to carry yourself. And in the Bible and through our Catholic upbringing, that's that's what's kind of guided me through my whole life. I to this very day, I pray every day. I try to make decisions based on what I think is the right thing to do, based on my faith. And I don't think that's unusual for people that were raised in that kind of an environment. And it carries over to the sports. You know, always wanting to learn and get better and compete and play to win. But also learning and understanding that there's a sportsmanship element to it, and that there's we're all very lucky to have the abilities that we have, and we go out and compete the hardest that we can. But win or lose, we want to carry ourselves in a manner that's conducive to getting us to where we all want to get in the long run, and that's to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Steve Berline, he is this year's keynote speaker for the CYO Camp Howard Champions of Faith Benefit Dinner, set for Tuesday evening, October 18th at the Oregon Convention Center here in Portland. Well, Steve, let me ask you this, because I know you had an opportunity, at least for one season, I believe, to play at Notre Dame University under the legendary coach Lou Holtz, who has been very supportive of CYO. What was it like to play for Coach Holtz?
Well, I can tell you that the 1 year I had with Coach Holtz was arguably, and I would say definitely, the most impactful year of my life. I could go on and on for many hours telling stories, humorous, educational, you know, very meaningful personal memories that I had with him in both the team environment and also one-on-one. And to this day, he's still a very, very close friend of mine. I just saw him a few months ago out here in California. I keep in touch with him pretty regularly, and he's just an absolutely amazing human being. And I know the people that have been fortunate enough to hear him speak there at the CYO up in Portland know exactly what I'm talking about. I got to listen to him speak to our team every day for a year. And I just never got tired of listening to him, never got tired of learning and trying to find the different ways to push it and make myself to be the best player and person I could be. And that year was tremendously impactful. If it wasn't for Coach Holtz, I truly don't believe I would have had a chance to play in the NFL. He didn't have to give me a chance to play my senior year. I had been a 3-year starter at Notre Dame, but my third year, my junior year, was a really, really tough year physically. I should not have played. I should have been redshirted, but I tried to play in a condition that I was not able to produce and play at the level I needed to. And as a result, Jerry Faust got fired, or I should say not rehired, and Lou Holtz was brought in, and he could have very easily gone a different direction, but he gave me a chance. And that's all I was asking for. And because of that, I was able to get myself back in shape and play at a level that gave me a chance to play at the next level. So I'm very grateful to him.
Well, one of the aspects or one of the things that will be happening at the Champions of Faith Benefit Dinner is they're selling raffle tickets, only selling 100 of these tickets. So the odds are pretty good for folks who buy a raffle ticket. The winner is going to get to go to the Notre Dame Clemson football game in November at Notre Dame Stadium, airfare, hotel, game tickets, and a chance to see the game. What's it like to be in a game at Notre Dame University?
Well, there's two different perspectives. There's that perspective of a player, and there's that perspective as being a fan who has never been in that environment before. And I can tell you that most people that I know that have been able to make the trek back there and enjoy a football game as a fan come back changed with their feelings about Notre Dame, whether they love Notre Dame or they choose to not love Notre Dame, like a lot of the USC fans and
yes,
other people around the country that are rivals of Notre Dame in some way, shape, or form. They come back with a completely different perspective. That it's almost like a religious experience. And, you know, the fans that love Notre Dame and bleed Notre Dame blue and gold, to be able to go out there and see it's better than your wildest expectations. Just the overall atmosphere leading up to the game, the welcoming environment that the all the alums and all the fans project to everybody that comes on campus. There's a pride there that they want people that haven't been able to experience it before to be able to have a very meaningful, life-changing type of experience. And generally speaking, they succeed in doing that. So it'll be a great experience for whoever gets lucky enough to win that raffle. As a player, you know, to wear that golden helmet and to come out of that tunnel and into that stadium was an honor and a blessing. And I never took it for granted, never took it lightly. The first time it was overwhelming, but as you said, I started for 4 years at Notre Dame, and I had to shake off that nostalgia pretty quick if I wanted to keep my job.
Right. Well, again, last time I heard too, Steve, I think there was about maybe 35 tickets, just 35 tickets remaining. So just hearing you describe that, I'm sure that folks are going to snap up those tickets here very quickly with just 35 or so to go. So it should be a wonderful experience at Notre Dame University. Hey, finally, let's wrap it up this way. I know you're going to be up here on the 18th for the dinner, but I guess if you're giving folks, obviously it's a benefit dinner, so if you're telling folks why support the Catholic Youth Organization, what would you say to them?
I think it's a very simple sell. And if people are interested in faith-based charities, if they're interested in impacting youth and making a difference in their early lives, which we all know is so vital and so important with their overall decision-making and conditioning themselves to think in a way that's consistent with their faith, but also just in a bigger, from a bigger perspective, just right and wrong. I think that there's no better charity that you could support because you're directly impacting lives, young lives, and giving them the opportunity to grow in their faith and their overall education, obviously, is at a very high level in most of these schools and most of these programs. And you're setting a wonderful example to carry on a tradition of bringing young people up in the environment of Catholic faith-based education and sports learning. And, you know, I get a little tongue-tied talking
sure.
about it, but the bottom line is that I myself am a product of it, as we discussed. And because of that, I know firsthand what it means to these young people, and it is money well spent when you give to an organization such as the CYO.
Very well said, Steve Berline, this year's keynote speaker for the CYO Camp Howard Champions of Faith Benefit Dinner, set for Tuesday evening, October 18th at the Oregon Convention Center in Portland. And of course, you can get your raffle ticket or a ticket to the dinner or sponsor a table by going to CYO's website. That's cyocamphoward.org. Steve, great to talk with you. Really appreciate your time. And man, look forward to seeing you up here for the dinner.
Thank you. I've got it circled on my calendar. I'm looking forward to it as well.
Hey, well, God bless and safe travels. Look forward to it.
Take care. Same to you.